Welcome to Babbittville Radio, a place where you'll hear great conversations with the world's best and most inspirational runners, triathletes, and cyclists. Endurance lives here. Now, here's your host, USA Triathlon and Ironman Triathlon Hall of Famer, Bob Babbitt.
Welcome to Babbitt Radio. My name is Bob Babbitt. We're brought to you by UCAN. Perform, work out, energize at GenerationUCAN.com. By VeloFix.com, the world's coolest mobile bike shops. By Polar, winners are made of blood, sweat, and data. By our Challenge Athletes Foundation, we just sent out 3,260 grants totaling $4.8 million. Keep Challenge Athletes in the game of life. To help out, go to ChallengeAthletes.org and check out any of our interviews on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and Babbittville.com. As always, endurance lives here. For any of our listeners and any folks who used to read Competitor Magazine and read Race Place, you know one of my favorite events on the planet is the Catalina Marathon, and actually all the running events on Catalina Island. And the king of Catalina, the man who makes Catalina Marathon, half marathon, 50K, 50 miler, anything with running and Catalina together, is Mr. Mike Bone. Mike, how you doing?
Good, Bob. I like that.
The king of Catalina. I need to get you a crown with a little buffalo on it. That'd be great.
That'd be great.
All right.
I'll wear it.
Hey, so this coming next weekend, November 16th, you've got the half marathon, 10K, kids run. Can people still sign up?
Yes. Oh, they could sign up until that morning, actually. And we'll have a fair number of people that come over on the morning boat and sign up for this one, since we don't start. The race starts at 8 o'clock, 8:30, 8:15, and plenty of time to take the first boat out of Long Beach and come on over and sign up.
That's very unique, because people think, oh, my, if I'm going to Catalina, I got to do the boat, I got to do a hotel. But for a race that starts at 8 o'clock, 8:15, you can take that early boat, get over there, do the run, and go back the same day if you want to. We don't. The best thing is to spend a little time on Catalina, but if that's the way your schedule works, that's fine.
That's right. As you know, the other two races are a big commitment. I mean, you have to come over the night before for the 50-miler and for the marathon. And, you know, not a lot of people could do that all the time. So we wanted to make the half marathon distance. It still is challenging. It's about 9 miles uphill.
Yep.
To start off. But you get a good challenge. You get beautiful views. But if you only have a day, you can come over and do it in a day.
I love it. And when you... At one point, you had a marathon in November and a marathon in March, and I love the fact that now you've got the half marathon in November, a 50K, 50-miler over the winter, and then the granddaddy, the event that's been around forever and ever and ever, Catalina Marathon, is in March. Did you find that, hey, this way we can, the people who come and run the marathon might want to run the marathon, a half marathon in November, but why have two marathons?
Well, that was part of it. The other part of it, quite honestly, we put it on hiatus last year before we all knew what kind of a year we were going to have with rain.
Yeah.
And part of the interior, which 86% of the island is an interior, and we run through a good part of that, it was just getting a little beat up, honestly. So after consulting with the Conservancy and the Rangers, and that we did have another marathon that was more famous and more well-known in March, we said, why don't we let the Conservancy breathe for a few years and not do the Eco Marathon, put that on hiatus and focus on the half. And I got to tell you, it's been a wonderful surprise. This half marathon kind of coming out from underneath the umbrella of the marathon and standing on its own has been wonderful. I think there's a big demand for people that maybe are intimidated by the hills of the marathon or just aren't quite ready for the Catalina Island Marathon, or they're doing the L.A. Marathon, and Catalina's a little close to come on over and do the half. So we've seen quite a solid growth over the last 2 years.
Yeah, and so what are you looking at number-wise for next week between your half, your 10K, and kids run?
Yeah, well, right now we're probably for the island, we're going to be around 1,200, something like that.
That's huge.
1,200, which for the island, as you know, is a lot.
So if people have not been to that island before, and I don't know who the heck in Southern California hasn't, but there are a lot of people who they've never done trail. And what sure. I tell people all the time is, you know, don't look at it as a half marathon or marathon. You can hike the ups. It's basically a catered workout. There's aid stations out there. Enjoy yourself. The most beautiful scenery in the world. Every once in a while, I see a buffalo. there isn't a better escape than going over to Catalina.
Well, that's absolutely right. Whether it's the marathon, the half marathon, it's just a spectacular place to come and visit. And, you know, you're going to walk away making new friends because you're out there walking a lot of those hills.
Exactly.
You know?
Yep.
I mean, the half marathon is no joke. I've run that a number of times, just not as part of the half marathon, but just out on my own. And I love it. But you go into it knowing you're not going to run 9 miles uphill unless you're, you know, a professional trail racer or something, which most of us are not. So it's just a beautiful experience. And, of course, the Catalina Island Marathon, you know, you start with the unique experience of getting on the boat at 5 o'clock in the morning when it's pitch dark and getting off the boat on the other side of the island around 6:30 and then running back. So, you know, there's a little bit for everybody. And that's really what we're trying to do here, because a lot of people, the number of people, I'm sure you hear it too, Bob, that come up to me and say, gosh, you know, I grew up here and I haven't been to Catalina since I was in Boy Scouts in the 8th grade. And it's like, well, it's time to come back. Come back, experience the trails. It's, for a novice trail runner, it's the perfect trail run. You can come over and run in whatever shoes you're running in. You don't need to go buy single track, high tech shoes. Just come on over and experience a great trail and guarantee you're going to get hooked on it.
And that's, I tell people all the time, the trails there, it's a fire road for the most part. So you're not having to worry about the technical side of trail running, right? All of a sudden I'm going to be worried about breaking ankles. And for the marathon itself, March 14, 2020, what year is this for that? Is it over 40 years?
Yeah, I believe we're heading into our 42nd year.
Wow. 40 years of that marathon and
4,000. Oldest trail marathon in California.
4,000 feet of climbing, and there's just something special about it. And I know that over the years, Buffalo Bill McDermott, who won the race 13 times, I think he still holds the course record. And you've put some dollars out there in the past for people to try to break that.
Yeah, last year we had a $1,500 prize if you could break what was it last year? It was a 20-some-year-old record. He said it, I want to say, in 1987.
Yeah.
And it's held ever since. And it's kind of, I get a kick out of Bill and Rob McNair and some of the older guys that were running at their peak back then said, Mike, what happened to all these fast guys? All these kids come over here with their shoes and their vest and all their goodies, and they can't come close to the times we were running.
Right. I know.
Being in that age group myself, I enjoy that.
Exactly. When you first,
so we're going to put some more out there and just see who wants to come over and earn a little money, have a spectacular time, and give the rest of us something to talk about when we finally get someone that can break that record.
How long have you been involved with events on Catalina Island?
Well, I started working in events over there in 1995.
Wow.
And it was off and on for a little bit, but really since 2010, we've managed this platform of events full-time with various owners, mostly the Conservancy, and then we took over the management and ownership of it here a couple of years ago, except for the 50-miler, which the cool part of that event is it's owned by the Avalon Lions Club, always has been, and all the money raised for the 50-miler stays on the island. Which is important because the Lions Club guarantees a scholarship to every graduating senior over there, which the graduating class is like 20 people. So to give those young men and women a chance to get off the island and go to college is important. So the money we raise through the 50-miler helps support that amongst other charities that the Lions Club supports.
And the other thing you've done is you've eliminated potentially trash on the island by getting rid of they're at the aid stations are cupless, right? So people carry their own cup so you don't end up with any trash in the interior that the Conservancy has to deal with.
Right. And actually, as a matter of fact, we haven't announced it yet, but I can, that we will be certifying the event with the Council for Responsible Sport in 2020.
Nice.
After 2020 March. So we just started that process. It's quite comprehensive to be certified, but what's kind of cool is there's some things we've already been doing. Buying local, which is easy on the island, as you recall, Bob. You know, our finisher medal there is a custom piece of art made
by ceramic. It's beautiful
on the island. That's a piece of Catalina tile, and she goes out every year and scouts the course and comes up with the scene that she wants to put on it that year and designs it herself. So, you know, working with local artisans And about 3 years ago, we went cupless in the interior, and it's really been great. You know, there's almost been virtually no complaints about it. And so starting in 2020, our 5 and 10Ks around Avalon are going to go cupless also.
Very cool. I mean,
the event will be up.
In this day and age, for people to either wear a Camelback or carry a cup on their belt is not a big deal.
No, and we have through our partners at Hydropack, we have quick nozzles that we are converting our coolers with, and it takes 4 seconds to fill up a cup of water.
Wow.
So there's going to be plenty of water, plenty of all that stuff out there. You know, we no longer hand out the gel packs. You can bring your own,
right?
But we don't hand them out because when you hand them out and they're free, our runners tend to use them and throw them down. And, you know, there's the Catalina Island fox that's endemic just to the island, and of course, the bald eagles and the other animals that start eating that stuff.
Right.
So we're really reducing our footprint as best we can. We'll be getting rid of single-serve bottles at the finish line. And just working in conjunction with the chamber and the city of Avalon and the conservancy to really bring the events completely within the trail running ethos.
The other thing I think you've incorporated in the last couple of years is more of a training program, because people have a sense of how to train for a marathon or a half marathon on the roads, but it's different when you're training on the trails and you know you're doing a fair amount of hiking. Talk a little about the training program you guys have created.
Yeah, we've aligned ourselves with the Soul Runners, S-O-L-E, Soul uh-huh. Runners out of South Bay, with Steve Mackle. And Steve has probably trained 50, 60 runners on his own through his program to come over to Catalina. Every year he brings over anywhere from 5 to 10 people that'll do the marathon and a handful in the 5 and 10K. So Steve is we aligned ourselves with him last year as our official Run Catalina coach, and he has either virtual or live training programs that he offers.
Very
I think
cool.
Last year he coached through his virtual program, I want to say 10 or 12 athletes, and just help nurture them through the fear and the intimidation. And he has much of the same approach that you do, frankly, that I've heard him talk to people that are afraid of the hills, and he's just said, don't worry, you're not going to run them.
You're right. Nobody is. I mean, very few are running the hills.
Yeah, you're going to come over, you're going to walk the hills. That's where you take your selfies and your pictures and get ready to run the downhills and the flats, and we'll help train you for that.
And forget about your watch, right? You just go out there, and it's one of the few times that people can't get a hold of you. There's no cell service anyway. So you're out there by yourself or with your best friend, your new best friend who you meet while hiking up Pump House Hill.
Right, and, yeah, the hill pack.
Yeah, the hill pack. And then you just enjoy every moment of it that you're out there. And it's how often you get away
right.
from everything and just enjoy yourself. There's times where you look around, there's like nobody around you. You're sort of by yourself overlooking the ocean. And there's points where you'll be taking shots, taking selfies, where there's ocean on all four sides. It's a pretty spectacular. Anytime I get somebody over there for the first time, they invariably keep coming back.
Well, that's what we found also. And then they want to try some longer distances, or they want to try a different event at a different time of the year. And, you know, it's like anything else. The island looks different depending on what time of the year you're there.
Yeah.
So the coaching's really helped eliminate some of that fear. I think right now trail running's the fastest growing part of our industry and our sport. But I find a lot of people want to run trails, but they're not quite sure what that means or how to get started.
Right.
In Catalina and through Coach Steve or Andrea Kuhman is another one, a very accomplished ultra runner who's coached some athletes in South Orange County. They're just wonderful, and they're just wonderful about addressing any concerns any of the athletes have and really help get you over there. And once you're over there, as you know, once you get off the boat and start the marathon, you have no choice but to finish.
You become a resident or you finish. You know,
so that's right.
You have two options, right? You're not really, there's not a lot of options when you start that race.
No, there's not like there's an aid station every mile where you sit down and wait for the bus to come by.
Yeah, there's no bus. There's no bus. It's you and the course. And the other aspect of Catalina that I love is, like I said, my wife came over for her first ever marathon after watching us film Muddy Buddy. She'd never been to the interior of the island. She'd been on the island 10 times while I ran the marathon, but never been to the interior. And after seeing it, that's when she said, this will be my first marathon. And, you know, you want somebody to have a good experience. And the time we went, it was pouring rain, and which makes the experience even better. But I was worried the whole time. Oh my God, she's going to be miserable. And she turned to me with a half mile to go and goes, I can't believe it's almost over already. I mean, with this big smile on her face, she just loved every second of it. Even, you know, on a day when we didn't have the best weather, she just felt that it was basically 5 hours of alone time, even though she was stuck with me. It was great. It was very, very special. The other thing I think is really fun is when you do the thing a lot, you get to know the people at the aid stations, right? The same groups run the aid stations, and they take a lot of pride in those aid stations.
They do. We had at Eagle's Nest, which is the Eagle's Nest Bluegrass Station, that I always tell people you'll hear it before you see it.
Yep.
But there are speakers out there, and we were concerned because the person that's run that aid station for over 20 years recently retired and moved off the island. But they brought somebody out last year to show them what they were doing, and this guy fell in love with it and said, don't throw anything away. I'm keeping it all. We're going to keep this going. So we're really happy with that because it's such an iconic part of the whole experience. For Carol Mortier, who you might have...
Yes.
I'm sure you've met and has run the marathon, I think 30-plus times. You know, there's always a little bit of lobster out there for Carol. There's always a little bit of buffalo burger for whoever wants it. And then, of course, I don't know the number of times I've been there where people stop and have a beer or a shot of whatever they're offering and then keep running.
It's funny because
it's fun.
Even with the marathon and half marathon, it's a different crowd. It's really a ultra crowd that comes over there. That when you see the people with their hats with their little pins on there, and the pin you get for each year, and then there's a separate pin for every 5 years, and you see these people with their pins going from the top of their head down to their ankles. And it's just got a culture of its own that has grown over time.
And you're right. And I'm very proud that we've been able to keep that going because, you know, in today's running market with the overabundance of events you can do, the true destination events aren't as common anymore. I mean, you know, there's Big Sur out here and there's a handful of others, but you know, people right now are running an event for 1 or 2 years and then not doing it again.
Right.
But that doesn't seem to be the case on Catalina. I mean, we have a very high return rate, and you know, if we get somebody over there once, we're going to get them for 5 more times. And if they make friends and they see the pins, and oh my gosh, we get emails all year long from people that say, I just lost my pin from 2011. Do you have one you can send to me? So, you know, part of my ladder fell off, and here's the 3 years I'm missing.
Oh my God.
And they really take a lot of pride in it. And, you know, we're very proud of just being the stewards of that history so that we can keep people coming back.
I love it. And runcatalina.com, best place?
Runcatalina.com. You'll find all the information. We have all three events up there. We've really worked hard in the last year to make the travel arrangements easier, so we now have a couple hotels that will also help people book their boat so they don't have to do both independently.
Oh, that's a great idea.
And it can be confusing if you've never been there before as far as, you know, what's a good hotel or how close to the start and finish line am I. So the Holiday Inn or the Hermosa, you could look up. We have accommodations on there, travel arrangements, frequently asked questions. But it's all right there at runcatalina.com. And you also, if people are interested in coming over, you can get some great insight from the Run Catalina Facebook page. It's very active, and I see questions posed there about where to stay and how to train. And our followers there are very active about giving advice.
My favorite thing is I'll talk to the first time I ran there, I ran with a guy. I think that people had red race numbers or green race numbers if they had done it every year. And the first time I'm running with this guy, and there, as you know, there's a lot of climbing on that course.
Yeah.
And we got to mile 20, and I said, how many more hills are there? He goes, only 10. And I'm like, I was excited that there were only 10 more climbs at mile 20. How many races are you in where somebody says that at mile 20? Only 10 more climbs, and you're going, oh, great, only 10? Well, what's the big deal? And at that point, you know at mile 23-ish, you start downhill. So you got 10 more climbs in the next 3 miles, and you're going, oh, that's chopped liver. I could do that. Not a problem. I can handle that. There's just a there's something special about that event that, that draws people, and once they come, they don't ever stop coming. Do we have some folks who have done it every year still?
I think there's one. I think Kent's the last. No, Kent and Wayne. So we have
two
that have done it every year. I think Bill missed.
Buffalo
one
Bill year. Missed the first year, and then he's done every year since. And right. Now he does it with his family. Does it Buffalo Bill, who won at 13?
Really cool.
Yeah, his son, and who knows if they might even get a next generation doing it eventually.
And you know, he came over one year, and he said, "I almost didn't make it. My sister was getting married, and she put it on Catalina Island Marathon weekend, and I had to tell her, 'Why did you pick that weekend? I'll come to the reception.'"
Wow, that is so cool. I love it. Mike, congrats on everything you've done with Catalina. I know it's been a labor of love for so many years, and the events just keep getting bigger and bigger and better and better, and I appreciate all the love and heart you and your team put into Catalina.
Well, thank you. We do, you know, we're passionate about it. It's a great escape for us. We love the athletes and being over there, and we love working with people like you, Bob, you and Heidi and your community that have really endorsed this and embraced it, and it's just a fun place to show up every year.
So November 16th, we've got the half marathon, the 10K, and the kids run, and on March 14th, 2020, marathon, 10K, 5K, kids run, runcatalina.com. Mike Bone has been our guest. Mike, thanks as always for taking so much time.
No problem, Bob. I'll see you over there.
All right. I will see Mike on Catalina Island. Again, this is Babbittville Radio. My name is Bob Babbitt. We're brought to you by UCAN. Perform, workout, energize. That's GenerationUCAN.com. By VeloFix.com, the world's coolest mobile bike shops. By Polar, winners are made of blood, sweat, and data. By our Challenge Athletes Foundation, we just sent out 3,260 grants totaling $4.8 million to keep challenged athletes in the game of life through sport. And you can check out any of our interviews on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Babbittville.com. As always, endurance lives here.